I'm Dave Wallner from Reaching Out Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Faster cars, boats and trains, supersonic airplanes, everybody's going somewhere. Even rockets speeding out, I wonder what it's all about. Ever going, never there. Prophets said it long ago, many running to and fro, always searching. It can't arrive. Restless hearts, worried minds, overlook what we should find. Never living just alive. With all your running, run to Jesus, open arms, gentle shepherd. He's the shelter from the storm. If by now you fail to find happiness and peace of mind with all your running, run to Jesus. Pop the moon, aim for Mars, send a ship among the stars. Tell me what it's for, what it's worth. And run the risk. All the time the answer is on our knees, right here on earth. Standing by the road I see travelers going rapidly, looking for a reason or a rhyme. Struggling
from the storm. If by now you fail to find happiness and peace of mind with all your running, run to Jesus. If by now you fail to find happiness and peace of mind with all your Jesus.
I have been teaching on the subject of assurance of salvation. And the reason for teaching on this is to get people to know whether they're truly born again, or else get to know the joy of knowing that they're going to heaven. Because many born again believers don't really know where they stand with God today. There are some interesting teachings out there on what Christianity really is. Some preach that Christianity is some made up of do's and don'ts. But the Bible teaches us that Christianity is something that God does for a person. We become a new creation. It's what Jesus did for us at the cross. He then changed us. He then made us a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. we now have become something different. That is hard for many people to understand. And this is why I teach, go into the Word. Find out who you are. Get the revelation from the Holy Ghost. This is something that you cannot force yourself to believe. It has to be given to you by the Holy Spirit Himself. Let me give you an example. If you believe in healing, you can go and find meetings where people get healed, and you will see with your physical eyes a person getting healed. You will see miracles take place if you search for them. And if it comes to finances, the same thing happens. You can go look for them, and you will find ways on how to somehow acquire finances. But when it comes to knowing that you're saved, when it comes to knowing that you're going to heaven, regardless who tells you or which meeting you go to, you cannot physically get to know it unless the Holy Spirit shows it to you by Himself through your spirit. The Spirit calls unto Spirit. The Bible calls it deep calling unto deep. And that is the question I have for you today. You may say that you know you're going to heaven, but the question I have, do you really know? Once you really know, then you can rejoice, because the Bible teaches us that is one case for rejoicing. It is because your names are written in heaven. That is found in Luke chapter 10, verse 20. So I want to teach some more on this subject today, how the Bible teaches that God will show us these things that are to come, and He can also show us on how to know that you're going to heaven. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open the hearts of the listeners so that they can see and understand and get to know you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace. I ask you to bless us today in Jesus' name. Amen. I have talked to different people on the subject of knowing that you're going to heaven. Some call it once saved, always saved. There's quite a controversy over this subject. And I know there are churches who teach once saved, always saved as a doctrine. They would teach their members that, yes, don't worry about it. Once you're saved, and that's it for keeps. And people believe it. People start to believe that in a physical sense. But the question is, do they really believe it or know it deep in their heart, regardless how everybody around them assures them of it? Do you really know deep within your heart that you are going to heaven? Have you got that one-on-one assurance with God that you are going to be with Him throughout eternity, regardless what happens? So the first emphasis I want to make on is to believe the written Word of God. Just look at it and read it and believe what it says. In John chapter 16, verse 13, it tells us, "When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come." So here is a scripture that teaches that God speaks to us, that the Holy Spirit speaks to us and shows us things. Remember when the disciples came back from preaching the Word of God when Jesus sent them out? They came back very excited that the devils were in subject to them. They were healing diseases. And the Lord Jesus Christ said to them, that's not really the keys for rejoicing, even though it's good that we can rejoice in it. But the real case for rejoicing is that your names are written in heaven. So here's the first clue in the Word of God, that you can know that your name is written in heaven. Because otherwise, how on earth can you rejoice in it if you don't know about it? So that's one of the first clues. We have to understand the Bible gives us revelations. It gives us ways to understand on what true salvation is. It's not just accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior with your mouth and hope something takes place. It's not like that. It's far deeper. It's becoming a new creation in Christ Jesus and totally rearranging your way of thinking. The Bible teaches us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30. That once we become born again, we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bone. We become one with him. The Bible also teaches us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 in the last verse that we then receive the mind of Christ. So if the Bible teaches us that we are in the body of Christ and that we possess the mind of Christ, then what we need to do is seek out what the mind of Christ wants to show us. And it wants to show us incredible things. And one of the most incredible things is knowing that you're going to heaven. Yes, people use it as a loose way of talking in a lot of cases. Yes, I know I'm going to heaven, I'm saved. But do they really know from the bottom of their hearts? If they do, why are so many Christians in mental hospitals? Why are so many Christians suffering from depression and from all sorts of problems, if they know that the next blink of an eye they could be in heaven? Why is it like that? I believe there is something missing. Scriptures teach us in Ephesians chapter 1 that the Apostle Paul always thanked the Lord for the revelation that God gave to the Ephesians. He tells us in verse 16, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. The Bible clearly teaches us here that God opens people's eyes. He gives them understanding. He enlightens them. He gives them revelation. And I want to focus on salvation today because I know this subject covers a lot of other very incredible subjects. But let's focus on salvation today. Have your eyes been enlightened? Have you had a revelation on your salvation? Can you truly say with an honest heart that you belong to God? Have you become one with him? I'm not talking about living a perfect life. I'm talking about your spirit man having become one with the Lord Jesus Christ, forever married and seated in heavenly places with him. The Bible teaches us that. It's very clear on that subject. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, it tells us, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This scripture very clearly teaches us we were dead in trespasses and sin, and then he made us alive in Christ Jesus, and then he made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's not something that's going to happen. That's something that happened. We were then seated in heavenly places. We were then sealed unto the day of redemption. So scripture after scripture clearly teaches us that we have become one with Christ. We are now citizens of heaven. The question is, has that rooted itself into your soul and into your spirit? Do you know what scripture is teaching here? Do you believe it when it talks so plainly? The Bible teaches us in 1 John chapter 5, he that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son has not life. These things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. Has that penetrated your heart? Or should I say, has it gone from your head to your heart? You may have head knowledge, but has it gone to your heart where you know for sure that you belong to God? The Bible teaches us very clearly here that God will give you revelation, that God will enlighten your eyes, that God will give you the power to understand Scripture and the Word of God. There is one thing we have to make sure of before we cross the finish line. Are we truly born again? If you hope that you are, that's not good enough. If you believe what the Word of God says, that's very good. But I recommend get to truly know from deep within your heart that you belong to God. When the Word of God and the Holy Spirit connect within your heart, there comes a revelation that no one will take away from you, regardless what they try to teach you. That's what happened to me. This is why I so strongly teach and preach. Get to know who you are in Christ. I still remember when I was a young Christian, I studied the Word of God. And when I come across these scriptures, I cried out to God, can the impossible really be true? Can it really be true that I can know that I'm going to heaven or that I will really go to heaven? And I dug into scriptures and I prayed and sought the word, the face of the Lord. And one day the lightning struck. It was like, almost like a bolt of lightning hitting my spirit. My spirit was opened, and I knew that I knew that I belong to God. And since then, nobody has ever been able to shake me from the solid foundation that I'm grounded on. Yes, neither death, nor life, nor principalities, powers, things present, things to come, will be able to shake me from that foundation. The Bible teaches us that though all the powers of hell come against you, they will not be able to shake you from the rock, the foundation, which is Jesus Christ. So I'm asking you today, have you seen the way of your salvation in that light? If you haven't, seek it out. Do yourself an incredible favor and find the rest that is promised to them that search that rest. The Bible teaches us that we need to seek that rest before we fall into unbelief. That is found in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9. So study it for yourself. Find out who you are and where you stand. And the Lord will open your eyes to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Oh, mein Jesus, du bist wert, dass man dich im Staub ehrt, dass man dich beständig lobt und ehrt. Niemand ist so gut wie du, meine Seele jagt dir zu, meine Seele.
Over the years, while preaching on the subject of assurance of salvation and telling people that they can know that they're going to heaven, I have come across many Christians who would argue against that point. They would claim a person can still fall away. They would always know somebody who was a Christian and then left the faith. For some reason, I never met a person who left the faith of believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I've seen people turning to strange doctrines, but I have never met a person who claimed to be a Christian at one time and then later on turned away and said that Christ is nothing and he doesn't want nothing to do with that. With him. I've never met a person like that yet. So for some reasons, it's always somebody else. The Bible clearly teaches that we are confident in him when we believe in him. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6, the Apostle Paul clearly teaches, therefore we are always confident knowing while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. So the Apostle Paul tells us here that his confidence is in Christ Jesus while he is in this body. And he is so confident that he will be with God that he would rather be absent from this body and then to be with the Lord. That's how confident the Apostle Paul was. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, Scripture clearly teaches us, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." This is what Scripture teaches happens to a person who becomes born again. You cannot sidestep the issue. It is very clearly written. But the question is, what do you tell or teach a person who has a problem of believing that he is going to heaven? And I believe there are many out there who do have that problem deep within their hearts. They're wondering. Yes, they may tell you, "I know I'm going to heaven and I know that I'm saved by the grace of God." But somehow there is a hint of doubt, always lingering. They're not quite sure of themselves. What can you teach a person like that? Well, in Mark chapter 9, we come across a very interesting case where the Lord Jesus Christ was healing a young child. And the father of that child had a problem of believing that Jesus could heal him. In verse 23, it tells us, "And Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief." This is how it works. You do not come with an arrogant attitude. You come with tears and ask the Lord to help your unbelief. Yes, there are many out there who teach the doctrine of once saved, always saved. And the members of those churches will be programmed to say, yes, we are once saved, always saved. But many deep in their hearts are wondering whether that's a true fact. Well, here is what I can advise you. Put your arrogance aside and come to the Lord Jesus Christ and do like this father did. He cried out, "Lord, help thou my unbelief." And the Lord Jesus Christ will surely open your heart to the truth of the fact. For he tells us in Matthew chapter 7, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." This is the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ to anybody who will seek this awesome treasure of knowing that you are going to heaven. Yes, the Bible teaches us very clearly in Hebrews chapter 4 that there is a place of rest for the people of God. He tells us, "Let us labor therefore for to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." Because if you do not know that you are going to heaven, if you are not settled in your heart, it'll bring confusion and unbelief into your life. This is what I believe these scriptures mean. So turn to the Lord. Humble yourself before him. Seek him today while he may be found. And the Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.